What qualifications should you have to consider a college career in electrical engineering? An aptitude for mathematics and ability for the logical solving of everyday problems are probably the most important special qualities. Electrical engineering is not a field in which you must memorize names, dates, or places, but it is one in which you must be able to logically proceed from one state of your knowledge to the next. Your enjoyment of physics and chemistry courses in high school is a desirable clue to electrical engineering aptitude, not so much for specific subject matter, but because the scientific method of problem solving is essential to electrical engineering, which is, after all, an applied science. Beyond these fundamentals, I would rate very highly the ability to explain things, technical things, to people in ways that they will understand. Although in the past, many engineers cared very little for writing or speech making and challenged their non-technical audiences to understand them, today there's greater emphasis on the application of engineering skills in many non-technical areas. The engineer should be able to communicate with non-engineers. In a typical four-year electrical engineering course, you will concentrate on electrical engineering only in the final 2 years. Your first 2 years will be heavy in physics, math, and some chemistry, with a goodly amount of your humanities and social sciences work put in during this period. You'll probably get a course in computer programming and one or two courses aimed at establishing an appreciation for the role of engineers in society. In your final 2 years, your courses will specialize heavily in electrical circuit theory and electronics, with additional courses on computers, electromagnetic waves, such as are involved in radio, television, and radar, and control systems. Typically, you get an opportunity to select one of several elective options of 2 to 4 courses, which steer you in the direction of power systems, computers, control systems, biomedical electronics, or other more specialized areas. At the end of 4 years, you will realize that there's a lot more to be learned, and many people go on to graduate study, though a large fraction take their graduate courses while already employed. One more year, say 10 courses in all, qualifies you for a master's degree, wherein you usually specify a subject area such as those you could have elected as an undergraduate. Additional work for a doctoral degree requires at least 2 more years and includes a thesis, which is a small book you must write describing a creative contribution you have made to knowledge. Most engineering college faculty members these days are required to have doctorates, although you will meet older faculty members who went through school before doctorates had become so fashionable in engineering. Although valuable for teaching and research, advanced degree work is not essential. For about 80% of graduate electrical engineers have no advanced degree. Only about 5% have the doctorate. No matter when your formal college program stops, as a working engineer or technical manager, your engineering education must not stop at college. You must continue to study, just as do doctors and lawyers, throughout your working life. There is really no area of professional or managerial work where one can dispense with further study, so don't try to look for one. In electrical engineering, I've had to learn all about semiconductors, lasers, and many other things after leaving my formal education. Technology moves so fast that much of a college program is obsolete within a 10-year period. And if you don't like learning, then probably engineering isn't for you. Now the question of how to pick a school. One may, from a prestige point of view, break all engineering colleges down into 3 categories: the super schools, the prestige schools, and all the rest. I won't be so bold as to suggest which schools fall into which category, but you can probably guess. The super schools are the 2 or 3 which you're always hearing about. Typically, except for occasional experimental programs, these schools often give more attention to graduate students than they do to undergrads. But if you're academically gifted and not too shy, you can have a very exciting time at such a school. It's difficult to get in because the schools are so popular, and fees are also relatively high. The prestige schools are the ones whose names are known widely, well beyond the city or state in which they're located. Many, but by no means all of these, are private technical institutes, which specialize in engineering and science courses. The others, which are state schools, are located mainly in the Middle West and West. The largest group of schools are mainly smaller technical schools known in their own areas, and the engineering colleges of most large state universities. The biggest differences between these three groups of schools is not really the quality of the electrical engineering education you can get, but the competition you will have from other students. If you need competition to sharpen you up, you'll get lots of it at the big-name engineering schools. On the other hand, if you're a self-starter and competition tends to unnerve you, you can get a fine engineering education at several hundred of the lesser-known schools, including most major state-supported colleges. This entry competition causes the intellectual quality of the average student to be higher at prestige schools, and therefore more job interviewers do come looking for prospects at these schools. That's perhaps one of the main advantages. You may have to decide between a university offering many non-technical programs of study and a technical institute which has little in the way of an arts program. You may have to choose between a largely male school or a fully coeducational institution. In any case, expect to find few women in engineering programs. It still remains largely a man's world, though there's no physical strength required in engineering jobs today. Your choice of technical school versus university may have to do with how earnestly you feel you want to follow a technical pursuit in life. At a university, it's possible to switch from engineering to another program if you decide during your 4 years to change. But at a technical institute, you will find the administration and most of the faculty more interested in engineering or science students, and that's a plus. A coeducational school can provide you with feminine companionship for those times when you want to get away from your studies. Otherwise, you'd better inquire about nearby girls' colleges. Well, I'm sorry that this has had to be a one-way talk, since no doubt there are some specific questions you'd like to ask. If you need guidance in selecting an electrical engineering career, and you don't know where to turn, you will be able to get some advice from the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, the professional society for electrical engineer types, with over 160,000 members around the world. I would suggest that you write Jack Kinn, that's K-I-N-N, care of IEEE, 345 East 47th Street, New York, New York, 10017. Jack is Director of Educational Services for IEEE, and he will answer you or else quickly forward your inquiry to a member who can give you personal counsel. I hope that you found this tape useful. If you have any comments, please forward them to Jack Kinn at IEEE. I'd like to hear from you. Thank you.